massive achievement all round, you know. I would definitely mention the clubs as well. You know, the clubs are, we have players from six different clubs in the area, so, you know, it's a big boost for them as well. The players, not every day you're going to play in an Ulster final. But listen, they've been very good all year. We've had, on average, probably 25, 26, 27 of training, you know, every week. So, you know, the training's been going well. We had a big turnaround. We played Gidor earlier on the year and they beat us by 9 points. So I suppose we went in as underdogs yesterday and probably suited us, to be fair, as well. But listen, on the day we showed up, you know, we played very well.
As we said, a 6 point difference in the end. Was it a fixture that you were always in top on?
Yeah, well, look, listen, I would say that, you know, we played very well. We probably weren't as clinical as probably the one thing we were probably a wee bit disappointed with. We went in 4-1 up at half time, and, you know, we should have been further in front. We should have been out of sight. We kicked bad wides and we kicked a lot into the keeper's hands. But, you know, listen, it was just a matter of having a wee chat to the boys. We were doing a lot of things right, and it was just a matter of having a chat to the boys at half time and, you know, telling them to calm down on the shot selection and take the right option at the right time. And, you know, thankfully we did it better in the second half. And, look, you know, apart from maybe a 5 minute period, they got a goal, you know, midway through the second half there, and it took it back to 2 points, and it was never a 2 point game. But, you know, instead of them kicking on, it was our leaders that really stood up to the mark, and, you know, we pushed on. We had a big 5 minutes. I think we tapped over a couple of lovely points, and, you know, I think that was the big difference, that 5 minute period after they scored the goal, you know.
And it's all round, it's a huge boost for the school, so it is, Adrian, because it's been a while since there's been an under 16 or even a senior title down at Loretto and Milford.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Look, it's a while now, so since we've won something now. I know this group of lads, you know, won an under 14 title 2 years ago. Mind you, it's the grade below, which is, you know, was a massive achievement 2 years ago. I think it's even more special that, you know, you come 2 years later at the grade up, and, you know, they were, not only were they competing, but they went on obviously to win it yesterday. And, you know, it's a massive boost, as I said, for the area as well. You know, it's good that the school's doing well. You know, we've big numbers down here now, and, you know, it's where we should be playing, you know, and we're always looking to progress it on a wee step further. And, you know, the club's doing well in the area too, as a knock-on effect coming into the school. So, you know, it's all very positive at the minute.
As you said, a good group of players, and the leaders all stepped up yesterday. I know we don't like singling out individual players at underage group, but just finally we have to mention Kieran Moore, who was one of two Donegal recipients of an Ulster Future Stars Award last night. The other being Jimmy Grant, who plays football with Terman, but is at St Union's College. But to have a player going to Belfast and being recognised with his talent and looking ahead, being seen as one of the future stars, it's another great honour for the school and for the player himself.
Oh yeah, listen, again, it's a massive. I was actually, we had to rush away, myself and Kieran, and his parents rushed away after the game yesterday. We were up in Queens last night, and, you know, it was great to see two Donegal men up there, you know. I met Jamie Grant there, you know, and again, you know, two massive talents in the area. And look, listen, two lovely lads as well, you know, I have to say, they're very grounded fellas, and, you know, they have bright futures ahead of them. And, you know, as I said, it's massive for the likes of ourselves and the likes of St Union's having players up there. And, you know, it was a lovely ceremony there last night in Queens. And, you know, it's great for these lads. Like, it really, you know, puts their names up there as well with the best in Ulster at the minute. So it's very, very positive.